producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. It's all about living well. It's about creating brand new choices that you can create every single day. And the good news is, it doesn't matter if you've had bad choices for a long time, because today can be a brand new day. Now, the amazing piece of this is that we know that about 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is that if we make better choices and new choices, that many times we can lifestyle our way out, get well, stay well, and live well. That's what it's all about. Cutting calories, they say, may ease sleep apnea in obese folks. So cutting calories could improve your sleep and lower blood pressure. Remember this. This is in a Brazilian study. But always remember, just 5 pounds. No matter what you're dealing with, just 5 pounds. Now, we've known recently in the studies that they came out with, and they said if you lose just 5 pounds, that it's equivalent to losing 30 pounds when it relates to blood pressure. But what they're finding is that even just 5 pounds of weight loss can impact the body across the board. So our habits really determine our health. And if we start in small increments, because a lot of times you may see, say, weight loss, for example, as this big mountain that you have to climb. You know, you need to lose 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 100 pounds. And you think, well, that's going to take me forever to do that. When the reality is, if you'll focus on that first 5 pounds and celebrate it, and then go for the next 5 pounds and celebrate that. And then go for the next 5 pounds, celebrate that. See what I mean? So you got to celebrate your victories along the way rather than just sitting back and looking at the mountain for what it is and look at it. Because if you'll celebrate those 5 pounds and you get into these situations where you start losing 5, 10, 15, that's where everything begins to shift in the body. And you literally can create change that across the board, whether you're taking 3, 4, 5 medications, whether you don't feel good, don't have good energy levels, you really can create change in the body. So it's incredible. So sleep apnea is a big issue, and it correlates with obesity in a lot of ways. And what it is, it causes pausing in breathing while you're sleeping, and it's associated with high blood pressure, heart issues, and stroke. And there's a study which included about 21 obese people aged 20 to 55. And over a 16-week period, some reduced their caloric intake by about 800 calories a day, while others made no dietary changes at all. At the end of the trial, the patients who reduced their caloric intake had lost more weight and had fewer breathing pauses during sleep. So the lower blood pressure had showed higher levels of oxygen in their blood. So it's interesting. So the findings were to be presented recently at the American Heart Association meeting on high blood pressure. It was in San Francisco. And the data and conclusions of the research presented in medical meetings are typically viewed as preliminary until published in peer-reviewed journals. So the study suggested that obese patients with obstructive sleep apnea, moderate energy restriction, can reduce not only body fat, also the severity of obstructive sleep apnea. And co-author Dr. Marcia Klein, who's an adjunct professor at the Department of Applied Nutrition at Rio de Janeiro, said that so moderate energy restriction in these patients has the potential, this is what's amazing, to reduce cardiovascular risk. So losing weight was most likely the key to all the benefits observed in the calorie-restricted group, and a greater reduction in the systolic blood pressure can be explained at least partially by the reduction in the body weight that was associated with the reduction in this study. So the systolic blood pressure, that's the top number in the blood pressure reading, and it reflects the force of blood in the arteries when the heart beats. And the diastolic blood pressure, which is the bottom number, measures the pressure in the arteries between the beats. So the optimal blood pressure still is our good old standard 120 over 80. And that's what you want to always shoot for. But again, interesting. Sleep apnea and our choices, cutting calories, dropping the weight, and what it can do to our overall health. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find someone there. Then our team members, of course, can help you along the way. And, of course, we've got team members growing all around the country. Go to the website. You can get information right there. Let's go to the phones with Gail. Hi, Gail.
I'm calling in regard to fibromyalgia. I'd like to know the symptoms of it and the cure for it, if there is such a cure.
Well, fibromyalgia, Gail, one of the issues that you have to look at, and this is pretty common, but low serotonin levels. And fibromyalgia typically starts out, it's an inflammatory condition, but with low serotonin, which is a brain chemical, when it gets low, it can affect and cause a lot of the, or mimic a lot of these issues with kind of that pain and inflammation. A lot of the connective tissue really can cause quite a bit of pain. So I would encourage you, of course, to look at that. So if they put you on antidepressants or any kind of brain-related medication, they do that to get serotonin levels balanced because they know if they can balance serotonin, then typically they can help in a situation reduce a lot of the pain. But that's why that's done. It's not because so much of depression per se, but it's to balance out that brain chemistry. Now, the other issue you've got to look at is the inflammation in the gut. So the gut health is critical for your overall health. And that's what I would reach out and begin is looking at a good solid game plan for that because our digestive health is everything. And as you build a good game plan around that, you want to focus on building a strong gut flora, bacterial flora, and it's eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis. I mean, you want to do always more of an anti-inflammatory based diet. So you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. You want to have a good overall format and game plan to really build on. And as you do that, then you can really begin to thrive. But you can't do it by yourself. And I would encourage you to really have someone take you by the hand, kind of handhold you in the process, maybe a nutritionist or someone along those lines that can really guide you and get a good exercise plan going, get a personal trainer that can walk you in that process, and just build on top of that. Because as you do build and you create better lifestyle choices, especially with something like fibromyalgia, then you can really begin to win. And cutting out gluten is a big piece. That's always an important aspect of that. And as you do that, of course, it takes some time. It takes about 8 weeks to really start noticing some difference. So if you get 2 weeks into it, don't notice a whole lot, don't quit. Keep pushing through. And omega-3 fats are very, very important in fibromyalgia. Very important. So some docs kind of dismiss it as not really a diagnosis, but some will, the medical community is kind of divided on that in some ways. So, again, as you're going through treatment therapy, look at the nutritional side because it really can help and also get your body moving. Studies have shown that when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, that actually, even though it hurts and aches, you can do some light walking, maybe get in the pool and create some exercise. The motion helps.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. And finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, OnCallRadio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website and find someone in your area to help you go to that next level with your health and with your life. Eye issues can be a real challenge. How many times have you been to have your vision checked? A lot of people don't do that on a routine basis. So there's six unexpected ways that eye issues can really hurt you. Now, vision changes, such as difficulty in focusing or distinguishing colors, are common with age, but eye issues, particularly vision loss, are more than a nuisance. Vision issues may signal serious health conditions, and they can also increase your risk for injury. So how often you get your eyes examined depends on a few factors like age and whether you'll risk your risk, really, for other eye issues. So people with diabetes or hypertension or people who have had eye surgery are the ones that need to, you know, take more precautions. The American Optometric Association recommends that eye exams happen every 2 years for risk-free patients and annual exams for risk for at-risk patients between the ages of 18 and 60. So for patients 61 and older, the AOA recommends annual eye examinations. Here are six reasons to take your vision very, very seriously. Okay, vision loss can increase your risk of death. It really can. Vision loss interferes with a person's ability to complete basic tasks, so also known as instrumental activities of daily living, or ADLs. So grocery shopping, using the telephone, housework, which are all measures of the ability to live independently. According to the Journal of Ophthalmology, they say a decrease in activities of daily living, in the ADLs, is associated with the increased risk of death. Showed a 31% greater mortality over an 8-year study. There's also a red flag for other health issues with vision. Aging isn't the only factor that can affect your vision. Health conditions like diabetes and hypertension can cause eye issues as well. So diabetes is one of the leading causes of blindness in the United States. According to the National Institutes of Health, consistent high blood pressure levels can cause blurred vision or difficulty seeing at night. So again, little challenges to increase some of your eating habits. We're going to talk about what to do here in just a moment. So it's interesting because vision loss also linked to depression. And this is, you know, you think it's interesting with me with health, because you start thinking about, well, if you have vision issues, it's only going to affect your eyesight, and that's all it would affect. But our body is so interconnected that one condition can throw off and affect another condition. I mean, everything is interrelated. It goes hand in hand, and it's all interwoven. So adults with vision loss were 90% more likely to be depressed than those with no vision issues at all. This is according to a recent study. Researchers found that more than 10% of people living with vision loss reported symptoms of major depression. So the study found that the prevalence of depression was about 11% among those with vision loss, compared to about 4.8. It also can cause anxiety. People that deal with vision issues tend to have a higher level of anxiety. There's more falls, and glaucoma can raise the risk of a lot of the auto accidents. So people with advanced glaucoma lose their peripheral vision, which leads to, if it's not treated and taken care of effectively, it can lead to excess accidents. So caring for the aging eye is another big one. Number one, here's what you can do. These are some basic tips. You want to eat more fruits and vegetables, number one, and because the high antioxidant level in fruits and vegetables that we don't get. Remember, 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruits and vegetables, so we have to get on the bandwagon. Kind of important. So number two, wear sunglasses. The UV rays can cause cataracts and even macular degeneration, so chronic eye disease with vision loss. Go for the large wraparound sunglasses with UV filters, and you can wear a wide-brimmed hat or offer you protection from the sun's rays, but it's important to wear your sunglasses, you know, when you're out in the sun, to keep those eyes protected. Get more sleep too. I said a lack of sleep promotes eye strain, so be sure to get at least 8 hours a night to function properly and make sure you're getting enough shut-eye. Quit smoking, too. That's a big one, they said. So the smoking can cause eye disease because it reduces blood flow to the eyes and increases your eye's absorption of a lot of the toxic substances. So you want to make sure to get in, you know, I mean, obviously I know it's a tough one. You're just like, oh yeah, I'll quit smoking if you've been smoking for 30 years. But you want to do everything that you can to build a good solid game plan so that you can quit. It's critical. Take frequent breaks. The average American gets about 9 hours a day of screen time. That's computer, TV, cell phone, and tablets. So about 70% of the U.S. adults experience digital eye strain. You want to give your eyes a rest. About every 30 minutes, look away from your screen for about 10 seconds just to give those eyes a little breather. And that can help out tremendously because, I mean, it's one of those challenges. I mean, we have to deal with screens. I mean, everything from our phone to our whole world now is on a screen. It's crazy to think about that. But to build those levels up and to get your health the way that it needs to be, it makes sense. And it will help you really long term to go where you need to go with your vision. You know, get him checked out. Every 2 years, that's the norm. Judy in Rochester, New York says, I have both rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, and I've had it for many years. I'm 76, not overweight, no other real health issues like diabetes or heart disease, except I do have multiple herniated discs. So spinal stenosis is a challenge, a little bit of nerve involvement. So what do you think I should do? Well, again, if you've got rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, you've got a couple things happening. So you've got itis, you've got inflammation, and the rheumatoid, of course, is an autoimmune. So it's where the immune system thinks that there's something wrong with the joints. It goes in, it tears down, breaks down the joints, and the body thinks it's an invader. So it goes in to tear it down. Osteoarthritis, a lot of times, wear and tear and poor nutrition can lead that pathway. So what do? You're not overweight. You've got some disc issues. So overall, you want to look at any vitamin and mineral deficiencies you might have. Minerals are key in this. Boron is so important, and we don't get enough of it. But also look at vitamin D because it's a catalyst. If you don't have enough vitamin D3, the minerals aren't going to work. So you need them to go hand in hand in the body. Your physician can get a blood test done and check those numbers and see what they are. But also clean up your diet. You want to go anti-inflammatory. Make sure you're getting the kind of foods that lower inflammation in the body. Can make a big, big difference. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, OnCallRadio.com. Our food of the hour is one of my favorites, and it will set you on fire, but it is fantastic. The benefits are amazing. And remember, food either brings health to the body or it takes health out of the body, and you have to make a decision on what you put in your body every day. So we're talking about chili peppers and what they can do. Of course, they contain a substance called capsaicin, and it gives peppers their characteristic pungence. It can produce mild to intense spice when eaten, of course, depending on what kind you use, but again, it's a very strong inhibitor of substance P, which is a neuropeptide associated with the inflammatory process. So the hotter the chili pepper, the more of this that it contains. And the hottest varieties include the habanero and also the Scotch bonnet peppers. The jalapenos are next, and their heat, of course, has a strong content to it. And the Anaheim and Hungarian chili cherry peppers are in line as well. The great interesting thing of this is that they're very, very helpful against arthritis, psoriasis,
and even diabetic neuropathy. So when animals were injected with a substance that causes inflammatory arthritis, they were fed a diet that contained this component. They had delayed onset of arthritis and also significantly reduced the inflammation. It's got a lot of natural pain relief to it. So total components of this are now recognized as treatment options for osteoarthritis pains. There's enough studies and been enough research done against placebos and double-blind controlled trials that they found this out. So even studies for pain management for diabetic neuropathy, they've listed the benefits of the topical chili pepper substance itself to alleviate the disabling pain associated with the condition. What's interesting about it, too, is there's a lot of heart benefits or cardiovascular benefits. The red hot chili peppers, such as cayenne, have been shown to reduce blood cholesterol, triglyceride levels, and even platelet aggregation while increasing the body's ability to dissolve fibrin, which is that substance that's integral to the formation of the blood clots. So the cultures where hot pepper is used liberally has much lower rates of heart attack, stroke, and pulmonary embolisms. So again, to spice up your meals, it's great. I mean, they've done multiple studies on this, and they were typically subjects were given about 30 grams a day, whether it was ground up, blended into their meals or whatever. That's what they got the greatest benefits. It helps to clear congestion too. So if you deal with a lot of inflammation, nasal congestion, it helps to clear that out. Even with the lungs, it does as well. There's so many benefits to it. I mean, prostate cancer, they've done studies on this. This is, just blows me away. But the capsaicin is that compound for the pungent heat, and in a recent Journal of Cancer Research, they found that this triggers suicide in both primary types of prostate cancer cells, which growth is stimulated by male hormones. So the capsaicin lessens the expression of the PSA and inhibits the ability of the most potent form of testosterone, which is DHT, and it activates the PSA, directly inhibits PSA transcription. So it's pretty amazing what it does. The dose effective in the testing was about 400 milligrams three times a week. So a man weighing 200 pounds, they said after about 4 weeks of receiving the component, they said prostate cancer tumor growth and size decreased significantly in animals. So excessive intake of the hot chilies has also been linked to stomach cancer. So it's a catch-22. So prevent stomach ulcers. The chili peppers have a bad and mistaken reputation for contributing to stomach ulcers. So not only do they not cause ulcers, they can help prevent them by killing the bacteria may have ingested the H. pylori that could be causing them. So a lot of times H. pylori can cause peptic ulcers. It's pretty common. You want to lose the weight, so all the heat you feel after eating the hot chili peppers takes energy. And the calories to produce even the sweet red peppers have been found to contain a lot of substance that significantly increases thermogenesis and oxygen consumption for more than about 20 minutes after they're eaten. It lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes too. So making chili pepper is frequently enjoyed since in the healthiest way of eating really can reduce the risk of insulinemia, which is a high blood level of insulin. So in a study published in the July 2006 issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the Australian researchers showed that the amount of insulin required to lower blood sugar after a meal is reduced if the meal contains chili pepper. So when chili-containing meals are a regular part of the diet, insulin requirements drop even lower. Plus, the chili's beneficial effects on insulin needs get even better as the body mass index increases. So in overweight people, not only do the chili-containing meals do well, but, of course, they enhance the situation. And also, there's what's called C-peptide. And the C-peptide is one of the molecules of insulin. So the C-peptide is lessened, it's decreased, as going into the bloodstream in this process. It's really interesting, fascinating. That's why I love foods. I mean, foods really can be our best medicine in so many ways. And what we put inside of our body definitely becomes our body. So your foods that you choose to eat every day, I always say that the choices that we make today, the foods we eat, the air we breathe, water we drink, will determine the kind of health you're going to have, the kind of body you're going to have tomorrow. It's incredible to understand that our body is made in such an amazing way that it regenerates. And we don't have to be stuck. just because we've made some bad choices in the past, our body's doing whatever it's doing now, we don't have to be stuck with that. We really can make a transition and see our bodies begin to thrive again. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
I'm a 14-year paraplegic, and I contract osteomyelitis, which this is a blood and bone disease, and I'm feeling tired a lot. I'm trying to figure out what will increase my energy level.
Well, energy level, you've got to look at a couple things. I mean, with the activity level not being where it needs to be, you want to look at the body's overall system. So your eating habits are going to be important. So what you put inside your body is going to be critical, really, in getting the body where it needs to be. But you also want to make sure the adrenal glands are healthy. Those are the body's stress glands, the two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys. You want to make sure they're healthy, make sure growth hormone levels, testosterone levels are where they need to be. And your doctor can do a pretty simple set of blood tests to find that out. I would encourage you to have that done just so they know. I mean, one of the tough challenges, especially in your situation, is making sure to stay on top of things. You want to make sure to stay on top of the hormones, stay on top of your overall metabolic rate and your areas of fitness. You want to make sure that those are all managed and managed well. And if you do that, then, of course, you can get into certain supplementation and all that, omega-3 fats, vitamin D3, probiotics. But you want to know what your body needs specifically. That's one of the big keys in the overall process. And then, you know, again, building a good solid plan, getting all the nutrition that you need, because that's going to be your kind of your weapon against all of this, and making sure that you get everything that you need, that the, you know, of course, from a nutritional perspective, that you're building a good solid foundation. And get a nutritionist, someone to guide you in that process. You can go to one of our coaches at the website, oncallradio.com, get some help. But get somebody to guide you in that process so you understand what it means to have a good lifestyle plan. And then you can build from there. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, then go to the website. You can find someone there. Our team members are growing all around the country. Pretty exciting to see. And again, you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can go to that next level. That's what we want to do. We want to help you get there. Pamela in Louisville, Kentucky. I have a twitching that occurs randomly in my sleep when I'm awake. I learned that about 2 years ago when a sleep study technician told me that they noticed it in one of my legs, and it's progressed all over my body now. Doctors here in my state do not know what's causing it, and they don't seem to be concerned. Help me find it out. It seems like restless leg. One of them says they've done MRIs, but everything came up negative. What do you think? Well, a couple things. One, again, typically you have mineral deficiencies that can happen that can cause some of this. And it's very common. It's not abnormal. It's very common. A lot of the mineral deficiencies can build up over a period of time and really be challenging to the system. So I would encourage you, first and foremost, to get some lab work done and check and make sure there are none. A lot of times minerals like magnesium, calcium, boron, even potassium, magnesium, all of those can be deficient. Even if one of those is down, it can start causing these kind of issues. But vitamin D3 works with it as well. Now, liquid minerals I really like. I think they're fantastic. I think that you get the greatest benefit and absorption rate from carbon-bonded organic minerals. There is a difference in quality, no matter what anybody tells you. You've got to get the ones that your body can readily absorb, readily utilize, and you can really begin to thrive. That is an absolute key in this process. But, yeah, I mean, that's the key. You want to make sure that the minerals are where they need to be in vitamin D. So get the carbon-bonded organic minerals, and then make sure that your vitamin D is at least in the upper end of the range. I mean, I would say between 70 and 80 on the blood test is a higher end where the vitamin D is the catalyst that goes in to utilize the minerals. If it's really, really low, the body can't use them the way that it needs to. So that becomes a typical challenge in RLS. that if they got you on any medication, you know, do what your doctor's telling you, but also look into this side as well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. I feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, OnCallRadio.com. Let's go to Dave now. Hi, Dave.
I'm going through a bout with renal failure. My kidneys are functioning at about 13%. I'm trying to figure out if anything, can I do naturally, holistically, to improve my kidney function.
A lot of things you can do, and a lot of people think, well, my kidneys are going down, I'm going down, but you know, from a natural perspective, there's quite a bit. You always want to look at your diet first. I mean, that's first and foremost, always. Don't ever leave that to the side. I mean, that's your foundation. So regardless of what your doctor has you doing, that, you know, stick with that, stay with it. But you really want to make sure that you're building a good overall game plan. And starts out with, of course, they're going to want your protein to be at a safe level, so you want to honor that. And I think that's smart. But you've got to look at your fruits and vegetable intake, making sure you get plenty of fruits and vegetables. Make that a great focus. Juniper berries are very, very good. They're very healing to the kidneys, as well as cayenne pepper. A lot of studies done on cayenne, and people do it in supplement form. They actually use the actual powder. They grind it up, and there's a lot of different ways that people use it. But it really gets a lot of benefit and will support the body in a great way. So you want to look at that from that perspective to start supporting the body and building it up. And again, I definitely am a big fan in a situation like this of not just winging it. You know, for example, you know, hearing what I have to say, doing your research, making sure the nephrologist knows about it and is on board with it. Because with kidney failure, you don't want to play around. It is serious. And there are natural things you can do, but you want to make sure it's not interfering with any of the treatment. And you also want to make sure that you're, you know, being smart about it. And as they're monitoring you, which I know they are, they'll be able to see these things. So your diet needs to be pristine, very good. I would get a nutritionist involved that can work with you and design everything with you. That is a real, real big piece of it. I mean, I can't tell you how important that is, to make sure that you got that solid. And I would continue to exercise as much as they'll let you do everything from a normal perspective that you can to support and build the body. Everything from the immune system to keeping the digestive tract healthy. I mean, all of it. You want to support the body as much as possible. That's how you win. And with kidney failure, no matter what stage it is, remember, you can always do things to keep the body supported and built. I mean, that is the biggest, biggest key, is to walk through it that way, right? But I would look into the juniper berries. I have seen so many people do well with those, and you can eat them. You can, get them ground up into a supplement form. There's a lot of different ways you can use it, but they definitely can create benefits for you. But I would check into that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, of course, our team members are growing all around the country. Pretty exciting. Now, the Apple Watch is out, which is pretty exciting for the health and fitness world. Apple wants to get you into shape with a new Apple Watch. It's much anticipated. Of course, it's been released. And in the company's first launch into the smart watch world, it includes fitness tracking features that have potential to attract millions of Americans who are monitoring their activity levels. According to NerdWallet Research, the fitness tracker market neared
$85 million in 2013, with a 35% increase over 2012, with research suggesting that technology can improve health measures like aiding in weight loss and helping consumers make smarter health decisions. All of that is extremely important. It costs about $349 is what the interface and the little device cost, and it'll be available, they're saying, sometime next year. So it looks pretty cool. You ought to go online and look at it. And some people have their own opinions of it. But it comes in stainless steel, aluminum, and an 18-karat gold version color. And so for the fitness buffs, they'll love it for a lot of different reasons. And it's really good. I mean, it offers, obviously, the phone and the apps and all that sort of thing. But the fitness side of it is what I'm pretty excited about. It. You can really compare it to one of the hottest ones out there, which is Fitbit. And Garmin, who makes that, actually outsold a lot of the smartwatches. I really do like them. I don't necessarily like, because there's a little bit of the Bluetooth technology in them, and of course the constant little bit of radiation that you get from it. It's slight, but it's still there. But however, people that need to track themselves from like the amount of steps they're taking, calories burning, and all that, it's really incredible. And it links up to your smartphone, and you know, you can keep track of everything through an app that goes with it. It's pretty incredible. So it's a great way to keep track of your fitness goals if calories and all that really mean a lot to you. And a lot of trainers really get you on specific plans where you have to count calories and stay on top of it. And that makes a real big difference. So I would encourage you to kind of look at this. And, you know, again, it's a lot of money. The Fitbit's a great one too, but it's definitely going to rival all of them because of the extra features that come along with it. Ron in Charlotte, North Carolina says, what is the best way to get your omega-3 fats? Well, I'll tell you, I like cod liver oil, but I like salmon too. So eating fish personally every day, I think, is a great option because you need the omega-3 fats. But getting cod liver oil, say a tablespoon a day, for the average adult gives you about 15 grams of omega-3 fats, which is plenty to cover for a deficiency and not having one and giving you enough to thrive on a regular basis. That's my favorite way to get it. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
You've heard that Step One Foods provide you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.